Okay, Mrs. Patterson, would you care to come forward, please? Now, what seems to be the trouble?
Oh, doctor, I've got a terrible cold.
Oh.
And a sore throat.
Oh.
And coughing.
Oh.
So I'm hoping you'll be able to help me.
Okay, how long have you had this for?
Oh, about a week.
About a week. Okay, well, there is a new decongestant available, but we can't afford it at this hospital. So what I'm going to ask you to do is to go home, keep warm, drink plenty, rest, and take paracetamol if you have any. And I do hope you get better soon.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you. Next, please, Mrs. Evanstone. What seems to be the problem, Mrs. Evanstone?
My wrist, I think it's broken.
Oh, how did you do that? How did you do that?
I had my wrist because I fell on it.
Oh.
So sore.
Can I have a little feel at that, please?
Oh,
sorry. Can you wiggle your fingers? Okay, I don't think it's broken. I would normally bandage it, but we've run out of bandages. I'm really sorry. So if you go home and you have a friend that could tear up a tea towel, strips round your, nice and firmly round your wrist, and then put another tea towel in a sling, then you'll be okay, and take some paracetamol if you have any. I do hope it gets better soon.
What if there's nobody to do that?
Knock on a neighbour's door.
Right.
And don't forget to pray. Thank you. Bye. Right. Next, please, Mrs. Black. Now, Mrs. Black, is it sunny out there?
No, I've got such a migraine.
Oh.
I've had it for about a week, and it just will not go away.
Oh,
can you
gosh.
Give me something funny?
Well,
I can't see, I'm not working.
Oh dear, now we're in trouble. sorry. There is a medicine, but I'm afraid we don't have it. It's too dear. So if take more paracetamol, but only every 4 hours, and then lie down in a darkened room and drink lots of water. Okay?
Right,
okay, that's all I can ask you to do.
Oh my.
Okay, well, good luck. I hope you're soon well. Oh, not a very helpful hospital, I think you'll agree. Not too helpful, no. I suppose some of us have been to hospital or doctors or nurses fairly recently. Is that true? Yeah. And, okay, the NHS is in trouble. We all know that. It's bursting at the seams. But we know that help's there and we can go and ask. And we're lucky enough that help will be given or planned or at least set in motion for the future. Unfortunately, many millions around the world haven't got that facility. They can't do that. And today, as Eric said, we're highlighting a particular virus, HIV, which can be helped with medication, but this medication isn't available to millions of children and adults worldwide. The Church of Scotland is committed to helping people overcome this terrible virus. So, our Super Sunday is being held to support the Church of Scotland in this programme. Jesus told us to feed the hungry, give water to the thirsty, and look after the sick, and that's what we're intending to do today. Could we pray together, please? Dear God, we thank you that we are lucky enough to live in a place where we can get the medicine, food, and water that we need to stay well. Please help us to remember that not everyone is as lucky as we are, but that there are things we can do to help others when they are ill. We pray for people all around the world who have HIV. God bless them and let them know they are loved and cared for. In Jesus' name, amen.